not so complicated. When moments meet as one, are you ready to part the veil and write a new beginning to this tale?
Welcome to the Spirit Side, in search of Parayurantian phenomenon. I'm your host, Paul James Caden, and I must say, it's good to be back behind the mic doing some conversations on interesting topics. Because I look at it this way, in this body of work that I want to do and leave on the internet, it's not only ITC research showing that there is something or someone out there lingering in our world. A lot of the paranormal investigations have proven this out over the years. When you get so many direct responses and answers to questions, comments on things going on in the environment that you're not even talking about when the camera is rolling or the recorder is going, this certainly says something. And I know that this kind of research flies in the face of a lot of religious belief systems, whether it be, you know, Christianity or a lot of people in the Urantia book communities. But we can't turn a blind eye to what's happening. We can't turn a blind eye to the facts, what's presenting themselves to us. The Urantia book itself says that, you know, it's important to have faith, and our personal experiences with God are valuable and they're important. And I think we need to stop trying to conform one another when it comes to religion or spirituality. Believe like I believe. Believe, you know, our holy and sacred books, every jot and tittle, because this is the truth. You know, we're finite human beings. There's a lot we don't know. And that's what this podcast is all about. That's what this research is all about. And that's what conversations like this are all about. Because apparently there is an afterlife. And what is life? It's preparing us for what comes next. Of course, we're to enjoy ourselves and live a fruitful life and have families and love others and enjoy this beautiful creation that the Creator has given us. But a lot of us forget that we are, as the old folks used to say, every single one of us, no matter how old or how young we are, you know, we're dying every day. Every day we're one step closer to that inevitable journey into the great beyond. And we're here to prepare for that, how we live our lives. I've said that time and time again in my shows. You know, everything we do, how we live our lives, it matters. And we forget that a lot of times. And we seem to indoctrinate ourselves. If we're not being indoctrinated by religion, we're being indoctrinated by ourselves. You know, whether we're sitting back reading the Bible or the Urantia book, we read something, we say, well, that must be it. That's what I'm going to believe or disbelieve from now on. Everything else is sin or demons and devils, or as people in the Arantia community say, oh, that's just sophistry, you know, and it becomes frustrating because there's more than what meets the eye when it comes to these subjects. So that's what these shows are all about, whether it's the ITC work, whether it's having conversations and commentaries like this one. And, you know, we're talking today in the show about NDEs, or near-death experiences. Are you the divine source? And, you know, before we launch into the meat of this conversation, I think it's important to know that when it comes to spirituality, we're not always floating on a cloud. You know, it's not all rainbows and unicorns. And yes, I strongly believe that we can take in bad information. We can be deceived by our fellow human beings who may not have our best interest at heart. Or there may be spiritual entities out there who may try to deceive us. The Bible speaks about this quite often. And the Arantia book agrees that there was a Lucifer rebellion, that there were beings, there were angels that rebelled against God and spread that rebellion throughout the universe, and that's part of why we have so many problems in our world. But there are some people in the Arantia book communities who believe that rebellion is over. Satan, you know, Lucifer, all those, they've all been incarcerated, you know, in spiritual prison, and they're not around anymore. We're just suffering the effects of the rebellion. Well, I don't think so. And what does all this have to do with near-death experiences and asking the question, are you the divine source? Well, we're going to get to that in just a second. But I think it's very foolish to convince ourselves we're floating through this wonderful thing called life, and there's no threat, there's no problem, there's nothing or no one out there that's really going to try to do us any harm or give us faulty information when it comes to spiritual things. So again, why say all that in context of near-death experiences? Are you the divine source? Well, the research that I do and have done for a number of years now includes the near-death experience. And this is something that I've began to study probably back in, I would say, 1993, 94, somewhere in that vicinity. And I've read a lot, and I continue to read a lot. And I'm seeing some very interesting things that are starting to creep into the near-death experience narrative. Now, let me explain. There has been, and this started mostly in the New Age community some years back, where there was this idea that there is God or divine source, and God decided to create everything we see, the heavens, the earth, the cosmos, all life. But not only did God create it, but he indwells it as us, or whatever other life form might be out there. Say there's life on Mars or some far-flung planet. We're all God. We're all God experiencing Himself through these different scenarios that we meet and go through during physical life. It's how God, kind of paraphrasing here, but breaks free from being all-knowing, all-creative. You know, He's kind of breaking free from the monotony of just being, and He creates and wants to experience all these different things through all these different experiences. And so, in doing that, there's really no right or wrong. You know, even someone like Hitler, who, you know, committed many atrocities, you know, especially in the Holocaust. And they'll say, well, he still went to heaven, because although this was a bad choice, it was still an experience that Source had through Hitler. And they'll kind of go through this whole thing, kind of saying that, well, you know, we have these bad things and we make these bad decisions because we wouldn't know the opposite, love and goodness and peace, if there wasn't hatred, badness, and chaos. And that we're all fragments of the divine experiencing itself through the lives we live and the experiences we have. And we're all finding our way back to Source. Now, I don't know about you, but this always sounded quite silly to me, for a number of reasons that I won't get into in this particular conversation. But I mean, what kind of God, what kind of ultimate being that could make all of this would be so lost and somewhat clueless to say, you know what, I'm going to manifest myself as all these people, and through these people I'm going to have all these experiences, you know, when they go to war, when they kill, when they butcher, when they murder, when they cheat, when they lie, when they torture. And yeah, that's terrible, but it's just an experience. There really is no right or wrong. There's just bad choice. But through that bad choice, we come to know more of the good choice. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And I wanted to talk about that this week, because I was recently listening to a near-death experience where a lady said that she died. And, you know, first and foremost, according to her account, she died right in a room where there were doctors and technicians looking at films and x-rays that they had just taken of her. She's dead for 10 to 15 minutes in the room with these technicians. But no one notices that she's dead. When they finally revive her, they just say, well, she says, well, I passed out. She's afraid to tell them that she was dead. And they rush her off to surgery. So that in and of itself is strange to me. You know, someone just actually flatlined and died, and they were dead for 10, 15 minutes. Nobody notices. Nobody checks this woman out after she's found unconscious on the floor behind them. They finally turn around and say, oh, what happened to her? You know, and then they rush her right off to surgery. That sounds a little peculiar to me, but, you know, according to this woman, she has a near-death experience. She goes into the heavens. She encounters this great light, which is the divine source. And basically what she learns through the divine source is, yes, we are all God. We are all divine source. We're all here to experience life, live life. And the greatest lesson she learned from Source, which is herself, is to just enjoy life. That's the big thing we're missing. That's the meaning of life. Enjoy life. Which isn't necessarily bad, but I think there's a lot more to it than that. So she says, through experiencing divine source and realizing she is it and it is her, she also had incarnations on other planets as other beings. And now she was this woman that she currently, thought she was on planet Earth. But she's had all these different incarnations. And that pretty much, our religions have lied to us. There really is no heaven. Heaven is a state of being. There, was no place called hell because she was there when God created the universe. Because she was God, she remembers being one with God and creating the cosmos and life and the universe and planets. And she had no recollection of ever creating hell. So basically, we've all been, completely lied to. Jesus, there was no Jesus. Jesus was a compilation of different people, mythical figures, and individuals who lived in the Middle East around about that time. And all these different fragments of all these different people and myths and legends were cobbled together and made into this figurehead of Jesus Christ, because every religion pretty much on earth has a figurehead, and it's this God-man being. So they assembled this figure, Jesus Christ. They invented him. They made him up. Now, I don't know if this is point number 2 or 3 or 4, but if we look at Christian history, we know that this is a fallacy. No one made up. There were no leaders who made up the person of Jesus Christ. His apostles were people who really lived. They died very horrible deaths and would not relinquish their faith in him. Christianity was persecuted and Christians were killed by those whom she allegedly says cobbled together, this person of Jesus Christ later on, which is another, theory out there that it was the Caesars that invented Jesus. Well, how did they do that when they persecuted his followers when Rome was still, pagan? Again, none of this doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. So not only were there a number of holes in her story. Now, if this individual was divine source or God and we're all God, we should know these things. But yet, the story has its problems and inconsistencies. So we don't know whether this woman just did pass out and had a very bizarre dream because she had a reaction to some medication they were injecting her with, and she went into anaphylactic shock. And this is why she said she passed away. Did she pass away or pass out? Was this a real near-death experience, or was this a very bizarre dream? It's hard to tell in this case, but I've noticed that here and there over the last, I would say, 8 to 10 years, give or take, we've been seeing more of this New Age theory of we're all God, we're all Source, He created all this to have experiences, experience Himself, experience, you know, all this kind of thing. We're seeing more of that creeping into the near-death experience. And if you go back a number of years, you're hard-pressed to find any near-death accounts that talk about this kind of thing. So this makes me wonder, are the people having these kinds of experiences really having a near-death experience? Because there's certain things in the NDE that always seem to be present. And sometimes it's a little different, but it's usually falls into a certain group of events that make up the near-death experience. One of which, all of the people who were Christians and non-Christians and even atheists who encountered Jesus Christ. So this woman and all of the people who say they died and they stood before the Source and realized they were the Source, and you know, there's no this and there's no that and there's no Jesus Christ. He was just, some say he didn't exist. Some say he was just a very wise man like the Buddha. But we don't see anybody really encountering Buddha. We don't really see, you know, nothing against Buddha. You know, I'm very cool with Buddhism. I learned a lot from it. I have a lot of respect from it, or for it, rather. And, you know, there are still tenets of Buddhism that I follow in my life, because they're very common sense. And it's important to know, Buddha never said he was a god. And there's so many people, especially religious people or atheists, who will say, oh, you know, yeah, there's... you know, they have this thing, you know, Jesus was born on the 25th of December. Buddha was born on the 25th of December. Jesus said he was God. Buddha said he was God. No, he didn't. Never claimed that. He was just an enlightened man. Never claimed to be divine. So there's a big difference there. Side note. But, people that have these experiences negate the hundreds or thousands, you know, definitely beyond hundreds, I would say thousands or hundreds of thousands of near-death experiencers who have encountered this radiant being, that his presence just overwhelmed them with just awe and love and power. And they said they soon realized they were standing in the presence of Jesus Christ. So these experiences, like this woman, wipes that all off the table and says, well, no. How can you experience something that never existed? So we're seeing a lot more of this type of thing creeping into the near-death experience narrative. This we are all source, we all created this cosmos, this world, we're all here to experience. There's really no right, really no wrong. And, you know, life really is an illusion, and everything we see around us is pretty much just God's daydream. It's kind of like God is daydreaming us in the great divine mind. And that's how he's experiencing, you know, all of these things through us. But yet we have this level of free will where we can choose to do horrible things. But it's not necessarily bad. It's not evil. It's not sin. Some people say that when we die, we remain individual souls because God is, you know, individualizing himself through all these different life forms, all these different people. Other people say we're reabsorbed back into the light, the source. You know, we once again become the source. So there's different ideas of what happens after death in those particular accounts and belief systems. But it makes me wonder, as I said, we can go back a number of years and we don't really find a lot of this kind of thing really being prevalent in the near-death experience accounts and narrative. So are people really having near-death experiences and they're really seeing this? Or are they people who perhaps thought they died, but it was something else? There was still activity in the brain, and this was some kind of strange, elaborate dream. But I want to go for a moment with the idea that, okay, they did have a near-death experience. Is it possible? Is it possible that there are beings out there who would try to deceive individuals through these kinds of images? There's no right, there's no wrong, there's no evil, there's no sin. It's all good. Everybody goes to heaven. Everything that happens is just what is, and it's all okay in the end. Could that possibly be true? Could it possibly be true that, well, you know, Jesus was just a hodgepodge of different personalities in myths of the day? And I have to, you know, kind of actually agree with the evangelical Christians for a minute on this, because we don't see that being said about any other religion or religious figure. It's always centered on Jesus. Nobody ever says anything about Muhammad. Nobody ever says anything about Buddhism, but, you know, Buddha never claimed to be God. Nobody ever says anything about the Hindu religion and all of its many gods and goddesses. You know, no one ever says anything about, the hodgepodge of New Age religion and the very different things they believe. It's always always centered on Christ. Oh, you mistaken who he was. You know, and that used to be the thing in some of the near-death experiences in the past, that, oh no, you totally mistook his words and who he was. You know, he's not so very special. You can all be. You're all God. You can all be Christ. You know, now we're getting into a narrative much like we're seeing very prevalent on planet Earth now. Well, he was a myth. He never existed. So why is that? Why is it always so laser beam focused on the person of Jesus? Because maybe he had something to say. Maybe he told us a lot of truth. And the farther we get away from that truth, the easier it is to fall prey to beings that don't have our best interest or eternal destination at heart. You know, these are things to think about as one who reads the Bible, but also reads the Urantia book, and Jesus is a very important and prominent figure in both of these books. Now, yes, the stories can be a bit different, but, you know, I'm okay with that. I can be diverse, you know, in my readings, but he's a very important figure in both books. He was a very important figure in the lives of, you know, the apostles. They died for their faith in Christ. You know, how did the apostles die for a man they believed was the Son of God before Rome even invented him? You know, that doesn't make historic sense. As I say, it doesn't make sense. It's nonsense. You know, it's just, it doesn't mesh. But getting back to the near-death experience, are we? I think we're heading to a very interesting place on planet Earth, where what we call demons, devils, negative spirits, low-level entities, call them what you will. We're in a very interesting place where a lot of people say, they're not real. You know, that's just all, you know, folklore of, you know, cavemen of the past. There's no such thing. And then you have, you know, some people who are like in the Urantia community who say, well, you know, they did exist, but they're not here anymore. We don't have anything to worry about. We're kind of living the effects of what they did, but they're not around to influence us anymore. But see, a lot of people in Christianity and in the Urantia book communities poo-poo on the near-death experience. They think they got it all sewn up because it doesn't fit a certain religious or spiritual narrative that they indoctrinated themselves to believe in. But what if we, when we die, we leave the body, and what if there are beings there who seem very wonderful, but they're not? Think about the Gnostic belief with the Archons. You know, the Archons are the, the angels, if you will, of the fallen God who created the material world. And we're all souls that got stuck in this matrix. And we do all this war and negativity, and we never learn, and we kill, and we hate. And the Archons feed on that negative energy. Some people call it a soul farm now. They say planet Earth is a soul farm. But the Gnostic belief was when you died, the Archons were ugly, evil demons who would say, you better go back to the soul farm. No, they could appear very wonderful to entice you or tell you it was in your best interest to reincarnate back on planet Earth for a reason. And isn't that interesting that a lot of these near-death experiences now are, you need to go back for a reason. You lived all these different lives, and you'll live many more, and you have to do that for a reason. Now, I'm not saying there are Archons, or that I'm sticking up for, you know, the Gnostic belief, because I think there were a lot of problems with it personally, but there are slivers of truth in every belief system. You know, replace Archon with demon or fallen angel or negative spirit, deceptive entity. How do we know what's waiting for us when we step into eternity? And if we're not prepared for it, if we don't have some inkling of what to expect or what's going on, maybe we'll come back to the soul farm over and over and over and over. Maybe we'll become wandering spirits like the people that show up in ITC sessions. And if you haven't watched the short on my YouTube channel or the Thanksgiving ITC session that I did, I asked the spirits if they're made to stay here. Why haven't they gone into the light? Is someone making them stay here? Are they forced to be here? And the answer was very clear. It sounded like an elderly woman's voice said, "We're not." So if they're here by choice, why are they making that choice? Does it seem like a right choice? Is something masquerading as something good or something bad? Encouraging them to make the choice to stay here for some reason. See, we don't know, and that's what this body of work is all about, to have these discussions, to share this research. That as we live our lives, we prepare better for the afterlife. Because there's some odd stuff that goes on out there, folks. And when you're eyeball deep in it, for as long as I have been, and people in it longer than I have been, you start to realize some things. And before we tie ourselves up in a nice, neat little religious package or tell us ourselves it's all myth, that doesn't exist, oh, ha, ha, what a bunch of fools that believe in that sort of thing, oh, it's all woo-woo, we better check ourselves at the door. Because greater minds than these people saying all that nonsense have gone down this road and have told us something is there. And we had better prepare for what comes next. And then doesn't that sound, for lack of a better word, but let me just play devil's advocate, if you will, no pun intended. Doesn't that almost sound satanic? The meaning of life is just to enjoy life. I mean, you could see the evangelicals. Well, that's a satanic message. Just have fun, eat, drink, and be. It is almost like a satanic message. What is the purpose of life? Just to enjoy life. Go down there and do what the hell ever you want, so I can experience it. You know, there's something. When you hear that, does something not feel right in your heart? It does mine. So there's a lot that can be gained from these studies of near-death experiences and paranormal research. It's just not, it's interesting, and I do find it fun, but it's not just for fun. There's definitely a larger picture that we don't quite get going on here. And for those who may scoff and say it's sophistry or whatever, you know, oh, there's no evil spirits, they're all done away with, or whatever the case may be, you know what? There's a lot of really good paranormal research folks out there, and every single one of them has had that moment or a couple of moments in their life where they did a paranormal investigation and came away saying whatever's in that house, whatever's in on that property, it is not human. There is pure evil there, and they won't go back. They send in the ministers, the priests, the people who are more well prepared to deal with that sort of thing, because this just is not an angry ghost or a spirit that's stuck having a temper tantrum. This is something else, and it is evil. We can believe anything we want, But when the proof starts to point in a different direction, maybe we should start to look in that direction. So be leery of these kinds of near-death experiences. And I watched another one recently that was very bizarre, but it would just be too long if I talked about that one, you know, next to this one that I'm talking about right now, because this one was kind of bizarre on a different level. And I want to talk about these things in these kind of contexts within this, you know, this body of work and research I'm compiling on the internet for those who come across it, those who care to listen. You know, the man who had this experience seemed very sincere and like he was a very nice man, but the near-death experience was bizarre, really bizarre, you know, and it almost seemed like a frustrating dream and sometimes a nightmare what he was explaining, but it was all supposedly done, you know, through his loving guides. His loving guides told him he had, you know, he had to do this for a reason. But again, we'll get into that perhaps in the next show. But don't discount that there are beings out there who do and will deceive us. That's one thing I've always believed, and I will always believe that. And I've encountered things in my life that I'd say, well, geez, that was a ghost. That was some kind of paranormal activity. And I experienced a couple things in my life where, yeah, you know, you walk away from it going, like I said before, that was just evil. That was not a ghost. That was not the spirit of a person or whatever. That was something else. And, man, that was just wrong. So it helps to think about these things, to talk about these things, to mull these things over. And I really do, like I said, this all goes into the category of living life to prepare for the afterlife. Because we don't think about these things. We don't think about the afterlife. We like to think we get up, we go to work, we do whatever we do. Oh, we're so wonderful. We're immortal. We're going to live forever. We don't want to think about death. That's morbid. But one day we're all going to take that journey. And we need to be prepared for that journey. We need to know as much truth as we can from error, which is difficult. It's, you know, it's not easy in the world we live in, all of its different belief systems and theologies, and, you know, it can be quite a mess out there. But, you know, we can find some semblance of truth, something to stand on, so that we might be better prepared for what comes next. And so that if, you know, the afterlife is different than what we thought it would be, we're prepared. If it's way different and bizarre, like some of these other accounts that I'm going to be talking about, and this one I shared in this podcast, well, we're prepared. And that's something I want to talk about maybe in the next show, when I talk about the other bizarre NDE that I had listened to. When you die, how can I word this? You are not a puppet. You know, it's almost like the Gnostics with the archons. We die, we find ourselves in this place. There's these beings there, or there's no beings at all. They're just talking to us telepathically, saying, you must go here, you must do this, and it's very bizarre and scary and weird, and you are God. We have a right to say, hey, wait a minute. A, who the hell am I talking to? B, where is God? Even if what we're talking to appears to be God, we have a right to question. You know, we're not here on planet Earth and going into the afterlife just to be the sheep. The leader speaks and we obey. If it's the right leader, sure. You know, yeah, you do what you got to do. You follow the rules of life, you follow the rules of the afterlife. But we want to make sure it's the right leader. Or as some may say, even the right God, or really an angel. Because there's some weird stuff coming down the pike. And, you know, I hope enough people listen to this podcast and start, listening to the ITC sessions on my YouTube channel. If you're listening on the audio platforms, I'm going to leave a link to my YouTube channel below in the podcast description so you can go listen to some of the ITC spirit communication research sessions that I've done. This is all kind of coming together, the audio, the YouTube, the videos. You know, I want it to all kind of blend together as one kind of cohesive narrative and body of work and research and questions and comments and conversations. This is some interesting stuff. So anyway, I've kept all of you far too long. I wanted to wrap this up 15 minutes ago, but, I just felt there was a few more things I wanted to share there toward the end. So all that being said, I thank you for listening. If you made the whole 45 minutes here, God bless you and thank you. And I will talk to you next time here on the Spirit Side in search of Pararanchian Phenomenon. Until then, do your own research, think about these things, and always question. Peace out for now.